Hello, Americans. Stand by for news.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Classic Guitar Rock Daily Update. All the classic rock news of the day with your host, Jeremy Lunnon.
We've made it. Everybody's working for the weekend. It's Friday, and I am excited to be here. Our sponsor, of course, today, Gas Station Fountain Drinks. Hope you have one. Hold one high today. Today's a special day, guys. Today's a special day. Maybe one of the specialist. It's New Music Day from the Priest. Judas Priest's Invincible Shield dropped. Actually, it dropped at midnight last night. So for me in Pacific time, I mean, I was able to listen to it. I listened to it twice last night. I've listened to it once this morning. Let me say this. This is the best Judas Priest album since Screaming for Vengeance. I'm serious. At first I was thinking, you know what? This is probably the best since this is better than Defenders of the Faith. Best Priest album since 1982. That's how good it is. I don't know what to tell you. Every single song, there is not a bad song on this album. If you're a fan of the 90s era Priest, Painkiller and all that, I was not a big fan of that. I got to be honest. I wasn't. But there's stuff you will like. If you are a fan of the 80s era, there is much that you will like. If you are a fan of Sad Wings of Destiny, there is much that you will like on this album. I don't know what to tell you. The singles that were released, they released three in advance, maybe four. First of all, there's like 12 or 13 or 15. I mean, there's a ton of songs. And so, you know what happens a lot of times, they'll release a single and well, that's the only good song on the album, right? I'm not talking about Priest specifically. I'm talking about, you know, in general, that's the way it happens. They release the two good songs as singles and then you get the album and it's like, oh, well, this is not that great. This is not the case here, guys. In fact, there are several songs on the album that I like better than the many singles they've released in advance. I don't know what to say other than what are you waiting? Turn off this right now and go listen to Invincible Shield. It's the best album since Screaming for Vengeance. If you're a Priest fan, there's nothing to not like on this album. There is not a bad track. Rob is unbelievable. Richie Faulkner, I always knew the guy could play, but this is just, I'm going to look at some of the songs here just to jar my memory. Maybe I will, if I can work my phone. You get to a certain age and you're too old to use your phone. Have you ever noticed that anymore? You forget how to use your phone once you turn 55. Panic Attack, The Serpent and the King, Invincible Shield, Devil in Disguise. Holy cow, that song just rocks. Gates of Hell. Think of the title, Gates of Hell. It's a cautionary tale. It's not pro-hell. Let me just tell you that. But with a name like that, I was shocked at the sheer melodicism of that song. Maybe one of my favorites. Every song on here could be my favorite. Gates of Hell, phenomenal. Crown of Horns, which was one of the early releases, phenomenal song. Sons of Thunder, Giants in the Sky, Fight for Your Life. You could make the case for every song on this album being the best song. I'm not going to say, well, I'm thinking it. I'll say it. I'm not ready to commit to this. It might be as good as Screaming for Vengeance. It might be. It's that good. It's a great album. If you've listened to it, I want to get your thoughts on this. Is this a Christian rock album? I mean, we never associate Judas Priest as being a Christian rock band, but guys, the lyrics, the subject matter, Rob's been doing some heavy thinking over the years, I think. There's a lot to think about on this album. It's musically, it's great. Lyrically, it's very thought-provoking. I mean, it is a masterwork. You know that I loved the Saxon, the new Saxon. I do. It's a great album. This is superior. Okay, this is just a phenomenal album. So if you have not heard it yet, the minute this program is over, I want you to go out, stream it, go buy it, whatever you need to do to listen to Invincible Shield. You got to do it. The state of the metal is strong. Okay. Go check it out. Some other news items here. This will be kind of quirky, kind of interesting. And in fact, they're coming to my neck of the woods in June. I might have to check this out. Elvis Costello and Daryl Hall hitting the road together this summer, performing across North America. It all kicks off June 2nd in Troutdale, Oregon. Then they'll swing up through my neck of the woods in the next couple of weeks. I'll be in Seattle also. But there, it's a big show. There's dates all over. Tickets are available starting the 15th of this month, but they're going all over. And I think that would be an interesting show. I had a chance to see Elvis Costello about 20 years ago. Very interesting. It was interesting. I like him. I like Elvis Costello. 40 years ago, Daryl Hall appeared on one of Costello's albums, 1984's Goodbye Cruel World, singing harmony vocals on a song called The Only Flame in Town. And Hall also appeared in the video for that song. This is from Elvis. Quote, Daryl made the rest of us look as if we had just crawled out of a hedge. My humor wasn't helped by the record company representative shrieking at the makeup girl, make him look handsome. They're referring to Elvis Costello. As I was about to go under the pancake. Ah, the 80s. That is awesome. So if they roll through your neck of the woods, you definitely want to check that out. Slash of Guns N' Roses fame, he of the tall hat, he'll pay homage to some of his earliest influences on his star-studded blues covers album titled Orgy of the Damned. Yeah, with a title like that, I think of blues. It shows up May 17th is when that will be released. At 12-track LP. It will include, I mean, these are literally blues classics. Robert Johnson's Crossroad Blues, Willie Dixon's Hoochie Coochie Man, T-Bone Walker's Stormy Monday. He's being joined by Chris Robinson of Black Crows, Billy Gibbons, Iggy Pop, Paul Rogers, and more. So if you want to, you know, if you're a fan of Slash, fan of the blues, you can check that out. The first single is a cover of Howlin' Wolf's Killing Floor featuring Brian Johnson on vocals and Steven Tyler on harmonica. I just watched that. You can check that out. It's kind of cool. And of course, you can pre-order Orgy of the Damned now and see the full track listing and credits below. Kind of a stupid title, I got to say. I don't know where that came from, but probably going to be a fun album to listen to. Speaking of Brian Johnson, speaking of AC/DC, did you know about this? There's an upcoming biopic about Bon Scott. Now, one of the challenges anytime you do a biopic, right, is you're portraying an actual person. And you got a few things you got to worry about. You got to find someone that kind of looks like the person, right? And that can, you know, kind of talk like the person. And in some instances, they have to be able to kind of sound, sing like the person if they aren't, you know. So, for instance, the one about Freddie Mercury, that dude, whatever his name is, can't remember. He got rave reviews because he actually kind of looked like Freddie Mercury, and he did a great job. Val Kilmer in a biopic about the Doors. I thought he looked great. I have to be honest. I never saw the movie, so I don't know how he did. But that's one of the challenges. We recently had this Elvis movie with the Austin kid, whatever his name is. Far as I can tell, I didn't see the movie, but the kid got good reviews. Well, Lee Tiger Holly, or Halle, don't know how you pronounce it. Lee Tiger Halle will play the famed frontman in the film, tentatively titled The Kid from Harvest Road. Now, I got to say, looking at the picture of the kid, he looks absolutely nothing like Bon Scott. Will that matter? Will that hurt? I don't know. He says, quote, "I was truly inspired by Scott's charismatic character, but what interested me most was his early life, not the caricature we all know on stage. The teen who walked the streets of Fremantle," Belowski explained. This is not from the actor. This is from the screenwriter, sorry. "The teen who walked the streets of Fremantle," Belowski explained, "this is a love letter to Fremantle and Bond reimagined through the eyes of the author." Now, here's the problem. Sometimes reimagined versions are crap, right? We've seen this recently with movies. When people reimagine J.R.R. Tolkien or whatever, and they put out crap because their reimagination is crap. Hopefully that will not be the case with this. But they're going to begin production on early 2025. Bon Scott, definitely an interesting character. And it will be interesting to see how this turns out. Wolfgang Van Halen and his family have donated 100 big ones, $100,000 to the Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation to help get musical instruments in schools. Quote, this is from Wolfie, "Music has been a huge part of my life, and it is our family's great pleasure to help support music education programs and bring the gift of music to students across the country. Music education has proven to be a huge contributor toward a student's success in school and in life." And of course, his dad, Eddie, really believed in this Mr. Opus Foundation, donated a lot of instruments. I mean, he donated his own instruments. Could you imagine being in a school and you're playing a guitar that Eddie Van Halen played? That's pretty awesome. And he also left a sizable percentage of his estate to this organization. Music is powerful, guys. It is very powerful. I know for me personally, and even if you never do anything other than sit in your bedroom and play a guitar or piano or whatever, it's a very liberating hobby. And it's been proven, right? Kids that are into music are better at a lot of other things like math, writing. So there's a connection. So music is very important. And cheers to Wolfie and his family for getting behind this great project. It is awesome. If this is something you'd like to donate to or support, you can go to the Mr. Opus Foundation and donate yourself. Pretty awesome. That's what I got for today. I just want to reiterate one more time how awesome the new Judas Priest album, Invincible Shield, is. And I hope you'll rush right out and check it out. Buy it, stream it, do both. It's blown me away. And the more I listen to it, the more I like it. So I hope you'll go out and check it out today. Guys, thank you so much for following us on X, on Facebook, on the YouTube. If you are able to be a supporter for a $1 a month, you can do that on X. You can also do it on Spotify. So if that's something that works for your budget, $1 a month to help us take over the world, we would sure appreciate that. And as always, you can email me, classicguitarrock@mail.com. Thank you so much. You guys have a great weekend. We'll do it all again on Monday. Live long and prosper. Bye-bye.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Thanks for listening. You can email Jeremy at classicguitarrock@mail.com.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Tune in each weekday for the Classic Guitar Rock Daily Update.